Blog Talk Radio.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, until I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, until I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul,
it's you living.
We all under attack,
it's you different.
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner.
Gangs got their sights on him,
on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like, how my appeals dead, they took the road. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it, didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it. Really trying to be about it, never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take him back, I just pray I make it back, until I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take him back, I just pray I make it back, until I never be the same though.
Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence.
Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, ma,
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstates for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed,
oh, may he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me, knowing prison dangers. Doing time with lifers and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go a 50 times. Same excuse every time, serious nature
of the crime.
I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and I repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, until I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, until I never be the same though.
Good evening, and welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. Once again, I'm doing the show without the headphones, so I can't really hear myself. But if you're having problems hearing me, please text me and let me know, and I'll try to figure out what's going on. This, because it feels weird. I'm used to hearing myself on the headphones. But anyway, you know how they say in Hollywood, the show must go on, so we're going to continue. It seemed like this whole day been kind of weird, really. I started off early and tried to go on my usual Saturday morning fishing trip and got about halfway there, and I had a message sent to my car through my radio that said, turn the ignition on, or in 3 minutes your car will be disabled or disarmed or shut down or shut off. But imagine being on a highway and you're traveling an hour away from your house and you get a message from your car telling you that in 3 minutes your car will be, in 3 minutes, if you don't turn the ignition on, your car will be shut off or disarmed or whatever it said. So that just started off my whole Saturday wrong. It messed up my whole Saturday. The fishing trip was just killed my whole fishing trip. So I should have knew today was going to be kind of messed up. I should have knew that. Because I'm telling you, when your mornings usually start off good, most of the time your day is good. When your mornings usually start off bad, most of the times your day is bad. But anyway, I did my best to keep my day up, doing my usual bullshit, errands and whatever, trying to feel good. Came home, spent a couple of hours with my brother, came back home, ate some food, and took a little nap. I wasn't able to take my before shower show, but I gave myself one of them good old-school wash-ups. Remember them old-school wash-ups? Your face and under your arms and your groin private areas and your feet, and you was good to go. So I had to give myself one of them good old-school wash-ups, and I'll take a shower after the show. Today on the show, we're gonna really try to tap into a lot of different things today, because I always have topics, but it seems like we can't get to the topics for some reason or not, because we wind up talking about so many other things. But that's cool, too, because that's what a podcast is about. It's just about discussions, debates, conversations, reaching out to people, hearing different people's opinions, and, you know, and learning from people's personal life experience, you know, because, you know, I always say that knowledge is something gained from actual experiences. So that's what this show is all about. But today I think everybody know this is a relationship show, and I'm the relationship guru. So today I'm going to try to stick on relationships just a little bit more than usual. For the introduction anyway, and then we have the Lisa experience, and then we'll come back in with some of the topics and some of the other things. First, let me take what kind of break would this be? A cocktail break. Let's call it a cocktail break. I haven't had a drink in a week, so I will be sipping a little bit tonight on Tito's, just a little bit, not much. Just a little bit. I did some research and I found out something about relationships. Well, I kind of knew this already and I heard it before. I think I said it last week about men wanting relationships and marriage more than women. But women are the ones that's leaving the relationships and wanting the divorces more than men. And I tried to figure that out. I tried to put a little thought to that. And I tried to figure out where the core of the problem really comes from. And then I think I came to a conclusion that I think men really need to start telling women the truth. Because contrary to popular opinion, I'm going to let you know, women do tell men the truth. A woman will tell a man the truth. They're going to tell you the truth. But men, we don't tell you the truth. We somewhat, you know, we sidestep it. We go under it. We go over it. How this look? I mean, it's okay. You know, should I wear this? Is it okay? It's okay. Am I gaining weight? We never really tell the woman the truth. And I believe if men start telling women the truth and just be more, I mean, you got to be more aggressive. Even if you want to be more ruthless, it's okay. Because I'm going to tell you something, whether you believe it or not. Fail relationships and fail marriages in the end, most people gonna point their finger at the man and say it was the man for it. Even with me, I was married, and when my relationship was over, oh man, if I had a dollar or $5 for everybody who asked me, Jay Sean, what did you do? What did you do, Jay Sean? What did you do, Jay Sean? What did you do? And I mean, this was from a lot of people. Everybody who seen me, it's not, I don't even think it's one person who might have asked me, what did she do? No, I don't think it was. I think everybody just looked at me and asked me, what did I do? What did I do? And I think that's because it's more patternable for men to fuck up in relationships, so people tend to see it like that. But it's not always like that. But people just, you know, people just seem to look at it like that. So I'm coming to the conclusion that men in relationships, maybe we need to be more ruthless. We need to be more truthful. We need to be more assertive. We need to be more cocky. We need to be more intelligent. And I think that if we can do that, this is me personally, I think maybe relationships might last a little bit longer. Because women don't want a pushover man. Women want a cocky man. Women want an intelligent man. Women want a man to be assertive, dominant. And why wouldn't they? I would think so. How many women want that techie nerd? Not many of them. You want a strong man. A man who has a opinion, have goals, have his all his shit right and lined up right. And like I said, start telling women the truth, even if it's painful. That's why they call it the painful truth. People want that old love back. Like I said earlier, that old school wash up. Think about when you used to go places and you would see old couples together. I'm talking about older couples, like in their 80s. Or if you go to a funeral, you see old couples there. If you go to church, you see old couples there. Family reunions, different social events when you see an old man and an old lady together, like my mother and father, but they both passed away now, or somebody's grandmother and grandfather. And you see them together, and you wonder, you look at them, and you wonder, damn, how they been together 40 and 50 years? How they made it this long? Oh, we've been together since we was teenagers, and they in their 80s. We got people that really, really been together for 40 years, 50 years, 60 years. But you got to ask yourself, but how many people sit back and ask themselves why? How many people sit back and ask themselves how? Well, now I'm reading Texas. How many people could do that? But you know why that's possible? You know why that happened? Because them old ladies, they took a lot of shit. But they let a man be a man because they knew a man was coming home and giving them that paycheck. What was going on? In other words, they know a man was coming home and bringing them the paycheck so they could handle the business and pay the bills. And whether you want to believe it or not, and it might sound kind of harsh or temperamental or whatever, but women back then, most of the times they knew how to tone it down. I don't want to say shut up, or I don't want to say be quiet, but they just knew how to tone it down. So when a lot of people be like, damn, I see these old people together, I wish I had love like that. No, you don't. Because you're not going to be that type of woman. You're not going to be that type of woman that your grandmother was. You're not going to be that type of woman that your mother maybe would have been, your aunts maybe would have been. You're not going to be that kind of woman. How many of you think so? And I'm not talking about people with young mothers. I'm talking about people with older mothers. We're talking about people in their 70s and 80s and stuff like that. I'm not talking about people who got mothers that's in their 40s or mothers that's in their 50s and shit like that. I'm talking about older mothers. Oh, I want that old love. No, you don't. You don't got what it take to have that old love. You don't got what it take to be humble. You ain't got what it take to be submissive. You ain't got what it take to be let a man be a man. You don't got what it take. And I'm not shooting anybody down. I'm just keeping it real. It take a lot to get that old school love. Trust me, it's not easy. Like I said earlier, we're gonna have the Lisa experience in a minute. We're gonna come back in. Hopefully we could get people to chime in and we could go over some of these topics, hopefully. If not, I feel like on these podcasts, it's just like people, you know, when you hear people saying, if you want to press one, you can be like, you want people to participate and listen to the show. It's just like people, YouTubers, it's just like people on YouTube asking people, yo, subscribe and hit the like button. Subscribe. How many times you hear people on YouTube saying, subscribe and hit the like button? Subscribe and hit the like button. It's the same thing we doing on the podcast, telling you press one and participate. Press one and participate. It's the same shit. Nothing different. Go on YouTube. That's all you hear. Before we go on with this podcast, it would be nice if you could subscribe to my channel and hit the like button. It's the same shit. Nothing different. What we going to do, though, before we go to Lisa's experience, I think I'm going to play a song because I think I got to call a couple of people in for the show. I got to find out what's going on with this blog talk shit. This shit is really getting difficult. People not being able to call into the show. You know what they say? It's a million companies out there. So let me go to a quick song and we'll be right back. I got to call a couple of people to the show. Please stay with me. Don't go anywhere. And we'll be right back with the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast.
Waiting
welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. Sorry for that long-ass song. Had to make some quick adjustments behind the scenes. I forgot to say earlier, I forgot to apologize for the last 2 weeks of missing Friday nights and doing the podcast on Saturday. My grandson, I went to a couple of his football games, but since that's over with, we'll be back on our regular nights on Friday nights. Moving forward, starting next Friday, we'll be back on our regular show. Also, a lot of people are having trouble calling in now. If you're having trouble calling in, if you're out there on the links and you're having trouble in and you're listening on the link, if you text me your phone number or give me your phone number, I can call you from the computer phone and you'll be able to listen to the show. I'm going to have to make more posts during the week to make people aware because it even tried to charge me. I don't know what's going on, but you know everything in this world is about money. As soon as they figure a couple of things out, and people never want you getting too big in anything and without them getting a piece of it. So this is something new. They tried to charge me today. I actually had to call in from another phone. But anyway, without anybody further ado, we're a little bit late behind the show, late with the Lisa experience. But we're gonna jump right in with the Lisa experience real quick, and then we're going to continue with the rest of the show right after that. Lisa, you with me?
Yeah. Good evening, okay. Everyone. Ready? Ready?
Who ready, me?
Me, okay. Good evening, everyone.
Yeah.
Happy weekend. Thank God it's the weekend. Tonight, I have two guests with me. I have Nicole and I have Lois. And tonight we're going to be talking about, my topic is regret. And I was talking it over with the two people I have on tonight. And, you want to say hi, let everyone know? Nicole.
Hello.
Lois.
Hello.
Yes, regret. I was talking it over with them tonight, and I came up with that topic because I was just I was driving to work this morning, and a song came on, and my eyes start filling up with tears, and I start thinking back, and I was thinking about my life, and I was thinking about some of the roles that I had a chance I wouldn't take again, the roles that led me to places that I didn't want to be, but I was there, and regret, and places that it took you to and you stayed too long and you didn't get out of it, and you should have made a decision and you should have stayed as long when your welcome was over. Regret is a small word, but it's a big thing in people's lives. We when you regret something, it's sometimes hard to move on, and then sometimes it's a lesson and you can move on, and when it comes again, you recognize it and you don't let that happen again. So regret, you know, it's a thing that we all think about, and we all sometimes wish we could roll back the hands of time and start it over again, you know, maybe eliminate some things, some people, some places, or add on some people that we left behind, you know, or people that we didn't take as serious as we could have, and it might have enhanced our life in the present. Number one, how do you feel about regret?
Who's number one? Me?
Lois.
Oh. Okay. My regret is my first marriage. I should have pulled out of that when I had the chance to, and I didn't. That's one of my regrets. Now, Phil, if you ever have any doubts about it, don't do it.
Okay. And number two, what about you?
Well, I was thinking about it, and I can't say that I have any regrets in life. I mean, from the time I graduated, I think I've kind of lived my life to the fullest. Now, I do have, most people say they have regrets about relationships or decisions they've made with their finances or their career or their health. But, I mean, things that I wish I would have stayed in college. Because, you know, then people weren't really pushing for you to go to college like they do now. Now it's kind of like the norm that everyone goes. And I just didn't see the need for it back then because I didn't see where it was helpful because I was making, you know, pretty good money for back then. So I would say I don't have any regrets, but I do think some of my choices in life could have been a little different. Like now, I wish I would have stayed in school. Relationship-wise, I think that you have to go through stuff to learn. So I can't say I regret any of my relationships because if I would not have been in those relationships, I wouldn't have learned the lesson that needed to be learned at that time. So I'm kind of content. I have said some things to some people that after it comes out my mouth, I regret it. And I say, oh, damn, I wish I wouldn't have said it. But then again, once it's said, I mean, it's out there. And either you take it the way you take it or not. Like, sometimes you got to tell people how you feel. And I think I'm just one of them type of people. Like, I can apologize if it hurts your feelings, but I'm not going to apologize for what I said. Because if I said it, I meant it. Or if I did it, I meant to do it.
Okay. That's some good points. Now, for me, my regret was that I didn't love myself or think I was worthy enough in life that I put a lot of unneeded things that I could have moved on. Like I was talking to number one earlier, I said one regret I have is that I didn't take care of my body like I should have. Like, you know, I got into relationships and I lost myself and, you know, gained weight, you know, maybe didn't take care of myself like I was supposed to. So I look back and I'm saying that I shouldn't have really been happy with the way I had let myself go because, you know, I regret it because I could have been in another place. Also, I regret that I took on jobs and relationships that I wasn't happy with, and I regret that I stayed too long. It's okay to be unhappy with a situation, but you shouldn't dwell on any situation long that it become a bad thing for you. I think you should recognize it and you should be able to move on from that place. I also regret that I didn't live the life I wanted, like I was telling number one. It was places I wanted to go, and I never got a chance to go there. It was places I wanted to live, and I never got a chance to live there. I'm not going to say that my life now is a bad one, but when you're in your youth and you're young, the things that you desire and you want to attain, you should really try to go for it and not let nobody block you from getting where you want to be because you can't regret it. You can't regret that you didn't go to places that you wanted to go or be the places that you wanted to be at that time. Because these two people I have on the show with me tonight, one I had when I was young, she was with me when I was younger, and the other one was with me older. I could both go along with both what they said because we all kind of lived our life that I seen, and they seen me living the life that we live, and like the regrets that they say we go along with because we were there. You know what I mean? It's a lot of society and people and family that makes us regret the decisions that we made in life. Anything else one or two want to say before I wrap it up, because I don't want to stay long?
I just want to say I think that a lot of people, like they always normally say, I regret that, like you say, I regret I didn't live life the way I wanted to. But I like I said earlier, I feel like you can't say you regret, because it was meant for you at that time to do whatever it is. Like you didn't get a chance to party or hang out, but it wasn't meant for you to do it, you know, at that time, for whatever reason. Because I feel like if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. So I don't like to use that word. Like I said, sometimes I think it's just poor choices, or, you know, the way you make choices in life. Sometimes you wish you would have did things a little differently. But, you know, like some people say, oh, I regret having kids, or I regret being married. But, like, once they're here, you know, it's a beautiful thing. Or when you in that marriage, it's a beautiful, it was something was beautiful about it that made you get married to that person or stay with that person for as long as you did. So that's all. But I think everyone should try to live their life the way they want to, and not how they think other people think they should live it, or, you know, worried about other people. Because at the end of the day, you're the only person that got to sit back and realize what you missed out on. You know, people get married for their family because their family keeps saying, oh, you should get married. Oh, then you get married, they're not happy with that. Oh, you should have, when you gonna have kids? Oh, then you wind up having a baby and you realize it's just you taking care of the kid. It's always going to be something, and then you later on sit back and regret all the choices you made because they weren't your choices. That's why you got to live your life.
Number one, she just made a very good point. Baby girl, you have really matured. I love mm-hmm. you living your life to the fullest. You do you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Cause number one, we, like I said, we've been friends since seventh grade, so we didn't have a lot of opportunity as number two did, because we were one of those people that we were told what type of life we had to live, or what way we had to go, and we had to venture in that path. But number two, you know, had a little bit more freedom to live her life and to see the way the world was before she got into it. I hope that everyone enjoyed, you know, this conversation. I want to start having, like, women on or men on. I want to have a couple men on, too, that we could really start talking about different situations in life, because everybody's thinking the same thing. Everybody's on the same page. We're all the same people. We just in different bodies and have different minds, but we're all human beings. We're down on this earth, and we want to all obtain the same things in life. But sometimes you get caught up, but that's why sometimes you might hear something that might wake you up or make you think differently and make you move on to a better life. So I'm hoping that tonight, through the three of us, maybe you might reflect on something, and maybe a keynote might motivate you or make you rethink something, and I hope that we was helpful. I want to thank Nicole and Lois for being with me tonight, and the host also, and Butter. Thank you, Butter.
I mean,
and,
really.
I turn it over to Randy.
Oh, Nicole, I never said it, but I'm apologizing for the dollar. Brother said he was getting his talk in there.
you were saying something. You
yeah,
was apologizing.
He wants everybody to know that he's here. But I know. Oh, Nicole, I never told you, but I apologize for the bottle.
What happened with the bottle?
Okay. She regrets throwing my bottle out the car. She threw my bottle out the car when I was really, really little, trying to get me to stop sucking the bottle. So she threw
never
the bottle
yo,
out.
You know,
I never forgot that.
I'm sorry. After all these years, I think I'm maybe starting to figure out some things. You really had some traumatized times in your life. Now, Lois, you said you threw her bottle out the window, and I remember when my sister or my mother finally got her to stop using the potty, and she finally started using the toilet stool. Finally started she stopped using that potty thing, and got on the toilet, and I snuck in there. When she was on the toilet, and I flushed the toilet while she was on it, and all the water and the noise, and she jumped off the toilet. It was all mad and shit. Like we got to start this shit all over again. Potty training her. I flushed the toilet when she got on it. You really been traumatized.
Oh, that's just some of it. I mean, it's crazy that I only remember the traumatizing things that happened to me. Like, you know, sometimes people remember, oh, the good things. Like, people be like, oh, this happened when I, like, I really only remember the things that was traumatic. So I think that's how I live my life.
that's real, though, because I was listening to y'all talk and everything, and I remember one time when I don't know who was telling me this. Was it a therapist or somebody? And somebody was saying that the traumatizing times of your childhood, things that happened to you when you was a child, your most traumatic times as a child, that's the things that propel you when you were adult. But it not only propel you for your good as you was adult, but it also propel you for, like, the evil, like the darkness of your life when you were adult. So all that's from different things that happened to you when you was young. You know what I mean? And a lot of people keep things bottled up inside of them. And a lot of it is from, like, past experiences, like, that you've been through or people have been through, because nobody got all good experiences from when they was young.
Right.
Some people got more good than bad, and some people got more bad than good. But everybody got something from when they was young. So that's a real thing. It just depends on how it.
I think I really think that's what makes your character, because if you lived in a bubble and nothing happened to you as a child or as an adult, then when you go through stuff, you don't know how to handle it. You don't know how to handle it because you never experienced anything. You know what I mean? Like, I tell my daughter all the time, you're going to regret not being a hoe. And people laugh, like, who tells their daughter that they should be a hoe? But the understanding was you get with these men, and you're in these long relationships when you're young, and you don't get to experience life. If you've been with the same man since you first started high school, what else do you know? Like, you accept everything they do as that is the way it should, that's the way life is, or that's the way a relationship should be, or that's the way sex should be, or you only that's the only kind of penis, because that's the only penis you ever had. So what do you know about anything else? You know what I mean? So I always say you can regret messing with a lot of men, but it does help you later on in life to know what you like and what you don't like. Because how do you know?
You gotta have that whole era. mm-hmm. You gotta have that whole era, the I mean, it's like you said, it sounds stupid and it don't sound real, you know what I mean? But, I mean, you got to have that whole era, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of things in this world sound stupid and they don't sound real, you know what I mean? But it's beneficial to you. It's knowledge for you. It's a different knowledge and things. I think about so much things like that I've been through and things that I learned in my life, you know, in my times, like, and a lot of things, like, I mean, well, most people know my life story because it was in a book, so my life is an open book, and most people know, like, that a lot of things that, a lot of way of my life I learned was from one of my brothers that, you know, that beat me in the head when I was, like, 12 or 13 years old. He beat me in the head about women, but he just taught me about the negative parts of women, like, you know what I mean, and he beat me in the head with that. But some people might look at it as crazy and why did he teach a young kid that and stuff like that, but when you draw it all up in perspective and you weigh all the ups and the downs and you weigh it all, like, I'll tell you the truth, I'm glad that he taught me everything I know about women, because most of the things that he taught me is true. You know what I mean? Even though it's probably not a good way to think about a woman, it's probably not a good way to feel about a woman, but a lot of things that he taught me was 100% correct and 100% head on. You know what I mean? So you can never say, like, so by you saying that, it might sound weird or awkward to others, but it might sound real to others. People like to ask me all the time, oh, what about if one of your daughters want to be a dancer, because they know the life I live with and promoting the exotic dancing and being around all the strippers. And people ask me, what about if one of your daughters wanted to be a stripper? What would you think? I mean, I can't think. I mean, of course I wouldn't want her to, because now I know what's at the end of it. But I'd be a hypocrite to sit up here and say that I'm gonna say, it's death at the end of the road, or it's drugs at the end of the road, or it's this or it's that, because I can't really say that. You know what I mean? Nobody know what's at the end of the road. You know, and nobody know nobody situation. I seen girls that was dancing in go-go bars that was in college who wouldn't let you touch them, who wouldn't think about going on a date with you. They was just strictly there for college money. They was in college and it was broke. Then I seen the girls in there who was just in there for to pay their cell phone bill. Then I seen girls in there who was trying to take care of their children. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I seen it all. You know what I mean? You could never really, really, just really put a label on anything, you know? But,
and that's why you can't never say that you regret the lifestyle that you had. You know, even though you look back at it, you say, maybe I could have did things a little differently, or maybe I could have, you know, I could have went about it a different way. But you can't we can't regret what you did, because, like you said, you got to see the outcome of what you did. And hopefully, like you said, you're able to discuss that with your daughters, discuss that with other women, because there's still young girls that's out here doing the same thing that they was doing 20-something years ago.
Yo, I got a son that's gay. You know what I mean? But I got to love him like I love, like, you know, like you got to love all your kids the same. But I know when he was 15 years old and I told him, you can live however you want to live, but what I'm going to tell you is that you're going to have a hard life to live. And the only reason I could tell him that is because I know the world. And I know, well, the world is never going to accept seeing two men walking down the street holding hands, or two women walking down the street holding hands. And even if they is gonna accept it, 9 out of 10 times, if it was their family member they would feel different. But if it's your family member, they're going to say, oh, it's okay. You know what I mean? They in love, or it's okay. But if it's your son, or if it's your daughter, or if it's your brother, or if it's your sister, or if it's your mother, father, nephew, niece, it's a different thing. It's easy to look at somebody else's family and say, oh, it's okay. That's all right. It's okay. But I always told him that you could do what you want. I'm going to love you the same. But that world is going to be a hard world to live in, because people is never going to accept it. I've been places with women from different races and people didn't accept it. You know what I mean? I've been places where women might have been with somebody who wasn't physically as attractive as people might have thought they should be with me, and people looked at it funny. So that's just how the world is, you know what I mean? So it's not really, you know, it's not really much you could say, but I understand what you're saying, because that's just how it is. And 9 out of 10 women, they go through their whole stage. 8 out of 10, 7 out of 10 women go through that whole stage. Think about this. Like I said, I always say everybody know my history. All them girls that I had go-go dancing for me, stripping for me, and whatever else they did for me. Right now, they all married. Or they all living with men. They got kids. They got their own lives ahead of them. But I bet you your bottom dollar that all that stripping and all that other shit they did is playing a big part in their relationships today, you know? But if you just been a nerd and you just been – well, shit, we know people like that. If you just been a nerd and you only had one man and you only – did one thing, you know what I mean? Like, your life is always going to be in a bubble. You're always going to be in a bubble because that's all you know. That's all you felt. That's all you could deal with. Now, it's good when you're thinking about being a moral woman and a sovereign woman and a religious woman. All that's good. But we talking about real life here. We're not talking about our paper. We're not talking about in the eyes of Pastor Johnson or something like that. We're talking about in the real world. You know what I mean? We're talking about being like being a people's person. You know what I mean? You know, people got like I'm just elaborating on what you said, but think about everybody think like the people that own the, you know, them big companies, the Fortune 500 companies and all that. They think that it's the smartest people that run them companies. Hell no. It ain't the smartest people that's running Apple and Macintosh and Hoffman LaRoche. That's not the people at the top is not the smartest people that's at the top. The people that's at the top is not the people with the highest IQ, it's the people with the highest EQ. The people EQ. They the people that's the people's person, because they've been around, they did things, they socialized, they met with people, they know the streets. It's okay to know the books and, like I said earlier, be a techie and a nerd. It's okay to do that, but you got to get your feet wet in this world. You got to get dirty sometime, you know what I mean? And when you came from nothing, that's a good thing. When you mess with different people and now you know better, it's a good thing. You know what I mean? They always say,
I don't regret. I don't care what people might say, but I don't regret, you know, talking to different people, because not one thing that you can say to me that I don't like, that I don't know that I don't like. Like, I now know what I like. I know sexual, mentally. I know what I like and what I don't like. And that all comes from dealing with different individuals. And not just men. I mean, friends, too. Like, you can't regret the friends that come in and out of your life, because when they come in, you learn something from each relationship. or you learn something.
Yeah.
Like I said, you learn something from each relationship that you've been in, whether it's just somebody you having sex with or it's somebody you actually had a relationship with.
Your mother last week, Lisa, she had a young lady on last week, somebody, an employee or coworker or whatever. She came on and said, I believe she said she was with her husband for 32 years. I don't really know if she's on the show right now or if she's not on the show, but she said that she'd been with a man 32 years and married to him a lot of them years. But then the next thing she said was it was okay. She didn't care if tomorrow she was single or married. Now, that right there, I wanted to say more, but I didn't say more. If she was just a randomly caller, I would have said more. But being that she's an acquaintance of my sister, I didn't really say what I wanted to say or not. But if you just think about that, somebody been with somebody 32 years. 32 years? And she didn't care if the next day she was single or married. That's kind of disturbing. That's kind of, I don't know if she really meant that or she was nervous that just, certain things just rub me in a different way, because I'm like this. I feel like if I'm with somebody 32 years, I would hope and pray that I wouldn't be feeling like I don't care the next day if I'm single or married. Then what you only got one life to live. So you living your whole life on a 50-50 raffle, whether you don't care if you with this man the next day or not, and you've been with him 32 years. Like, that just didn't make sense to me. But anyway, hold on 1 minute. Let me go to the line real quick. 8555, you live.
Yeah, what's good? What's going on? Just sitting here.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
What's good?
What's up, Sha?
You
know? Brother Sha D, what's going on? I'm all right.
Just listening,
man.
No, I was listening. I was listening to what you were saying, you know, about the female, you know, who said, you know, it could go either way. You got to remember.
Sha, hold up. I don't want to cut you off, but I want to say one thing. Nicole,
yes.
You still here?
Yes.
Before that's Sha D. Before Sha D continue, I just got to tell you one thing. I got to say one thing. A long time ago, way back in the 90s, I met this female, and she was with a lot of men before she got with me. And I never forget, I told Sha, I said, yo, man, she was a hoe before she got with me. And Sha D said, yo, I prefer somebody who been around with a lot of men, because that way by the time she get with me, she know what she want. You remember you told me that, Sha? You told me that about 30 years ago.
He told me that about 30 years ago,
no lie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right,
yeah. And no way.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, Sha.
I remember that.
Go ahead, Sha.
No, like, some people, you know, once you be in a relationship for a while, you know, you build a bond, you know, the person that you with, it becomes like, you know, they become like a part of you. So you be a little apprehensive about, you know, breaking apart. You ever hear that, you know, people been married for a long time, one person pass away and then other person pass away shortly after, you know, like people build a bond. But with the other female case, you never know. It could have been, she could have been on there one day where they was having a squabble. You know what I'm saying? They're having a squabble, and she don't know, you know, they arguing, and things wasn't so good. So, you know, and now, you know, after a certain age, you start, like, second-guessing yourself. You know, so relationships and emotions go either way. Like, if things good, you'll feel like, look, I can stick this out. Things get crazy, then you start like, well, maybe I can't. So maybe that's why she was like, I could take it or leave it, because, you know, she wasn't sure at that time where it was going to go. You know, you've been with somebody like Nicole said, like, you know, being with other people has its pros and cons. You know what I'm saying? The pros is, yeah, you know what you want. You know what I mean? You, if you decide that, okay, this person is what I want, you know, then that's what you go for. And when I told you that, it was like, sometimes if you have somebody and you, when you're at your younger stage, you know, then curiosity kicks in. You know what I mean? And then you don't know that type of thing. And when the curiosity kick in, you don't know what they may do. But if really it's basically that a person is seasoned. You know what I mean? I don't prefer to use the term old now, because you've got younger people that they may take it to a whole different level than what you want them to take it to. You want people to have extent. You want people to understand, like, you know, because women and men need to know what they want, because what happens is if you don't know what you want, you're going to be bouncing around anyway, you know? You're going to be bouncing around anyway. Like Nicole say, you're going to be in something that's not good for you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're going to stay into something that's not good for you because you're not sure what you want. I mean, and everything has people who, some people, you know, they can mess around and be together, you know, and they good. You know, the pro about it is if you never been with nobody but that one person, you don't know that it's not the best thing in the world. You know what I mean? That's the pro part. Because you never had anything else but them. So, for you know, that's the best thing in the world. But, you know, so, and the other con about it is, okay, now because you've had somebody and now you, and it's not, and sometimes it may not be even intentional, you may have a tendency to wonder, you know, compare, you know what I mean? Which, in a lot of cases, is not fair to the other person. You know what I mean? So that's the bad part about it, because now you're with a different person. You comparing them to somebody who they can't be, even if they want to be. You know, so that I just had, like, you know, just a mixed view on it. You know what I mean? Yeah. But like that, and like when I said, you know, like if what, but the thing about when I said what I said to you, bro. It was like, if you get a chick that been running the street and she decides she's done. You know what I mean? She's done. Like, you know, we used to say, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife, but a hoe can turn herself into a housewife. You know what I'm saying? That says, if a woman wants to be a good woman, she's going to be a good woman. Same way with a man. Yeah. Like, women get caught up.
Put the hand clap on that. Put the hand clap on that. That was perfectly said. That was perfectly said. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife, but a hoe can turn herself into a housewife.
Hey, yo, that's the same man that That's the same man that in the 90s, early 90s, we used to hang out in Trenton. And we used to be trying to beat the traffic to get down there. But I would never go unless I got a shape up or got my hair. I had a high top fade then. I would never go. I used to always make us late going down there because I wouldn't go. And unless I had my hair piped out, my goatee right. And I remember Sha telling me, and I'd be like, Sha, you ain't going to get your shit piped out when we go down there. He'd be like, man, listen, if I could pull a chick and I ain't got a shape up and my shit piped out, if I could pull them like that, imagine when I get my shit piped out. Remember that, Sha?
Yeah. I didn't have work clothes at all.
I wouldn't go nowhere until I was piped out, dipped down and everything. But you know, that's all in life experiences. But that's all real stuff, you know what I mean? In life and everything like that. Relationships is so nowadays, to me, I feel like they so hard. And it takes so much. You gotta give so much. Maybe that's the way it's supposed to be, but I don't know. I feel like maybe it shouldn't be like that. I think a relationship should just feel like it should feel easy, but then people say, oh, no, you got to go through your ups and downs. You got to go through your good days and your bad days. You got to go through your trials and your tribulations, you know, and that's what make a good relationship. But I don't want to believe that you got to go through trials and tribulations. I don't want to believe that, because your trials and tribulations might be, oh, she might have cheated on me, and that's a trial, or he might have brought an STD home. Is that a trial? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to go through them trials and tribulations. You know what I'm saying? I just want to have something smooth, you know. People, they want to know why I be like saying, call me Mr. Fuck Love or Mr. F Love and stuff like that. A lot of people get the wrong idea about me, but it's not that. I got a lot of love to give, but at my age now, My love tank is on E, and I don't know where I gotta go, what gas station I gotta go to fill my love tank to fill my tank back up. My love tank is on E, because I tell everybody whoever told me they love me hurt me, and that's going way back, even to my mom's, rest in peace. That's going way back. Like, everybody whoever told me they hurt me in certain kind of ways, and it's hard to come back from that. But it's one thing I will say, people are serious about that love thing, because I could ask everybody in this podcast right now, do they believe in love, and they're going to tell me yes. But then on the flip side to that, they're going to tell me something is wrong with their relationship, or they're going to tell me why they're single, or they're going to tell me something. I got to find out. I got to be like Einstein on this. I gotta find out why is love so strong, or why do people believe in love so much, or why they gotta have it so bad, or why they gotta chase love, or why do they want love so bad? I just gotta find out, you know what I mean? Because right now, I'm being honest with you, right now, I'm just loving myself. That's it. I'm just loving myself. That's the bottom line. I don't know. Just call me Miss Kid.
I think not to cut you off. I think the question isn't, do they believe in love? I think the question is, do you believe that people are in love? Because it's a difference. Of course, everybody want to believe in love. We was brought up to believe it. We watched as little girls Cinderella and Snow White and all the other fairy tales. Like, we were brought up to believe that prince is going to come and carry us off on the horse and we're going to live a beautiful life. So every woman is always going to believe in love, but how many people are truly in love with the people that they're with? That's the question. Because, yeah, you love the person. You love the person because you've been with them. Y'all been through some things. So you love them because they've been there for you. You've been there for them. But are you truly still in love with them after y'all done been through all the things that y'all been through?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. Definitely an excellent question. You got to realize that love is an action word. You know what
right.
I mean? People, mm-hmm. so what brings about the love is, as you said, things you've been through, the times when you needed somebody and that person was there. Same with you being there for them. That's what creates the love, because in the beginning, it's just a strong like. You know, it's a strong like.
Mm-hmm.
So that love get built on the action. And people, you know, people say, "I love you" all the time. And see, I think that's what you're talking about, Ro. You saying people say they love you, but they hurt you. But you got to realize
right.
the only people that can hurt you is the people that you love, the people that are close to you.
Yeah.
If a person is not close to you and you're not emotionally connected to them, what they do don't even bother you. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing about love. And then you got to think about love like, okay, love is a reality. And life, if every day was sunny, you wouldn't know what it was like to have rain. So, and rain is necessary. Rain is necessary because it makes things grow. So look at the rain as pain. Sometimes the pain helps you to grow closer, because the pain, and especially it's not like a person does something to you. Now, if a person is doing something to you intentionally to hurt you, then you know it's not love. You need to get out of there. You need to run, you know. But because people are different and they see things differently, sometimes a person hurts you unintentionally. You know what I mean? It's unintentional. It's not a person may like doing something. All right, let's give an example. Let's say you're a person that, you know, likes going out. You know what I mean? And you meet a person who, you know, likes to stay home. So now whenever you go out, you may hurt that person, because you and it's not your intentions to hurt them, but you used to like going out, hanging out. So now you decide you want to go out with the girls or whatever. You go out with the guys. You going out to have a good time, and now you done left this person home, and now they concerned about you. Now they in pain. Now, okay. Now you don't even think about it that it hurt this person. You think it didn't even dawn on you that you caused this person pain. Now, this person may not like to go nowhere, but they like to travel. So the person now they decide, you know, you set something up where you wanted to be with the person. You got something set up. And the person is set up some place where they want to travel. They want to go somewhere to travel for a weekend. You know, now you hurt. You hurt because you was planning on staying home. You wasn't going to go out this weekend. You was planning on staying home and spend time with the person. But now they done made plans. You hurt. So it's little things that can hurt you that you can hold on to it, and it's not intentional. Now, the biggest thing that we all look for is someone cheating on us. That's the biggest. That's the biggest thing that people break up for. You know, with the cheating. You know, somebody decides they want to cheat, and that's when you put a hole, like a torpedo in a relationship. A lot of times, that torpedoes the relationship, because now the trust is gone, and now you're trying to build the trust back up, and maybe you can build it up, and maybe you can't. But that's the biggest thing with men and women, that the cheating factor. And you know, cheating is something, sometimes it can be motivated by some actions your partner may have put out, but other times it may just be something that you wanted to do, you know, and you cause your partner pain by doing something you wanted to do. And you know, it's not something that you just said, oh, when you got with the person that you love and you said, I'm going to cheat on them. No, it may have been something that developed and just happened at that time. Yeah, you allowed it to happen, but it's not something that you, when you consciously do, it's not saying, I'm getting ready to cheat because I know I want to hurt their feelings. I know I want to hurt them. Why? That's why most times we lie about it, because we don't want to hurt the person. You know what I mean? We lie and say, no, I ain't doing nothing. Ain't nothing happened. You know? So that's just, you know, some people, it's in some people's nature, and it just like it's in some people's nature to be monogamous, it's in some people's nature where they feel they have to cheat until they learn that what I'm doing is actually hurting the person that I love. You know what I mean? I'm actually hurting the person that I love by doing what I want to do. So we have to learn to be able to, you know, you got two people in a relationship, so you have to learn how to compromise. Sometimes you have to put your happiness aside to make the person you with happy. And they have to be willing to do the same thing. And at we're doing that, now we both get to share happiness. But if neither one of us willing to put our happiness aside for each other, then more than likely we both going to end up being miserable. You know, that's my take on it.
Yeah, yo, let me tell you something. I was talking to this female, right? And she told me she had been with her husband for 10 years. She left her husband after 10 years because she said she wasn't sexually satisfied. 10 years she was with him. So after 10 years, she left her husband because she wasn't sexually satisfied. Now, like shit like that. Now, I don't know.
No, what's wrong with that?
For a woman, let me see what a woman got to say about that.
She just said, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I'm not understanding what the problem. I mean, but you could ask.
I knew she would say that. I want to ask someone. Hey, Lisa, you still here? Can you understand that? That a female left her husband after 10 years because she wasn't sexually satisfied?
I don't know. Most of the time, it's when you leave, it's that's not the part. The part is you just ain't happy no more, and the whole situation of the relationship.
She told me that's why she left. She wasn't sexually satisfied, and she couldn't take it no more.
When I was married to my first husband, I wasn't really satisfied after 10 years, but I didn't leave because of that. I left because
exactly.
I just wasn't good. I wasn't getting all the other areas taken care of. I could have lived with whatever he was doing to me. I just couldn't take the other areas not being taken care of.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, Nicole, what you was getting ready to say, that was okay?
Well, God, you said that's the lowest.
No, I'm just saying, like, to me, that's not okay.
Oh, no,
to me, that's stupid.
I'm going to respond. I'm I'm gonna respond. I'm just. But to me,
yeah,
I'm talking
about it from a male point of view. So, I'm just saying to me that I mean, like, that's stupid because, say, like, we hypothetically speaking, so we don't know the whole. I just know what she told me. She just said she left her husband.
Well,
I said, why? She said, because
I
wasn't sexually satisfied. Go ahead.
Let me cut you off for a second, and I just want to say thank you to my girls they out in listeners land listening. The reason why I don't see why you don't understand, but it's so tiresome hearing men say that we gotta be okay with not being sexual, like. Sometimes you got such very sexual women, and maybe she said instead of cheating, I'd rather just leave my husband because guess what? It's not working out. Like, how long am I supposed to be okay with not being sexually satisfied? 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, to a point where y'all just
But it's other things. But it's other things other than sex. Maybe he was a good provider. Maybe he was good with his kids. Maybe he was good with his kids.
Right. So guess what? Y'all just said the biggest factor is cheating, right? Well, if the biggest factor is cheating, then what you saying don't make sense because people cheat for different reasons. So if everything else is good, but you not sexually satisfy me, what you think gonna happen? I'm gonna cheat.
Yeah. Ultimately, yeah.
You gonna cheat. So wouldn't you rather me say, guess what? Let me step outside this relationship for a minute. Let me leave you because I'd rather leave you, even though you good, but I know I can't move past not having good sex. I can't do it. So I'm gonna leave you because I don't want
to
hurt you.
To me that don't make sense. Like, because I just can't understand you basing leaving somebody on not having good sex because. I'm just talking about what this lady told me. But I'm just saying.
Right.
First of all, like I think like women that got a problem with communication. You know what I mean? So, and that's what I was telling her. You know, I was like maybe you should have tried more communication. Maybe you should have talked about sex more. Maybe y'all should have worked on it more. Or maybe they did.
And maybe
I really
she did.
Don't know.
Yeah.
All I know is that she said after 10 years, she couldn't take it no more. She didn't say it was because he had a small penis or she didn't say none of that. She just said she wasn't sexually satisfied.
Right.
I could definitely
understand because once again,
so what about
if you are
man,
a person.
So what about if a man? So what about if a man? So what about if a man left a woman because he wasn't sexually satisfied after 10 years?
Then guess what? He did what made him happy. Listen to me. I tell people, cheating is neither here nor there. Like that's the least of my worries because. You're a person. So it's no way that you can expect somebody 40, 30, 40, 50 years and they never, if they never go outside, that's great. I applaud them. But if they cheated one time and y'all been together this long, are you really going to leave that person? Are you really going to leave them? Like you said, if everything is great, you going to now leave them or now make their life miserable because they made one mistake. When we all make mistakes on a daily basis.
I agree with that. But look, I was
fickled by when she said that.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't understand that.
When was the last time you saw her? Have you seen her since she told you that?
I haven't seen her, no.
Yeah, because I mean, you gotta think about it, okay. Like Nicole said, if you gotta judge the person. Some people, sex is not a top priority. Some people, sex is the least of their worries. You know what I mean? Like Nicole said, cheating is the least of her worries. So if that's everybody got their things that's on the top of the list that they're not going to tolerate, and then they got their things that they can tolerate. So if sex is look, if she got to have good sex, and other things don't matter too much to her, then that's what she's going to do. You know what I mean? Now, some women want a guy who's going to listen. They want a guy who's understanding. They want a guy to romance them. You know what I mean? They want a guy that's going to take care of the bills. You know, it's different things that women look for in men, you know?
Right,
so
if you could do all that and I still got to use my dildo every night, what is the point?
Yeah. Right. That for you are a sexual woman. You know what I mean? If you're a sexual woman, it's not gonna work for you. It's not gonna work
Absolutely.
For you. You know what I'm saying? It's not gonna work for you. Now, but the thing is, a lot of times with men, you got the man that's gonna lay the sex down, and he's gonna be slacking in other areas. You know what I mean? He's going to maybe mess up money for bills. You know what I mean? He may be, you know, get over intoxicated, hang out too much. It's a lot of different other things. You know, he may get, have a nasty mouth.
How old are you, Nicole?
46.
46-year-old pussy talking, fellas. 46-year-old pussy talking.
Look, in them 40s too. They like the 40s. They be you know, they be more than them in them 40s.
46.
Them 40s.
That's a 46-year-old pussy talking.
You gotta realize when you're in a relationship with somebody, you're not having sex the way you were having sex when you was creeping or when you was cheating or when y'all was dating.
Of course not.
Like people like to say, oh, no, we have, yeah, you do have sex, and it might be great. But guess what? 10 years, she might have been saying to him, I need you to do this. I need you to lick it that way. I need you to put my leg up. And you're not listening.
Right.
Oh, I don't like it from the side. Hit it from the back. Could you put me on a dresser?
Yeah.
And if you're not listening, 10 years, like at a certain point, you're going to say, well, guess what? I have given and said all that I have said, and I can't do it no more.
Commercial break. She being too real, Shadi. You hit a nerve right there.
You said they need to communicate. Listen, personally, I think women are better communicate. I think part of the problem is as men, we're not good at communicating. I think women are better communicators than us. I think we don't communicate. I do. Seriously, because women have a tendency to express how they feel. We have a tendency to hold back our feelings and act out. That's the difference. Like and that's why we have so many problems with the women, because we don't express how we feel and use the proper words. And they'll talk. They're gonna tell you, if nothing else, they're gonna tell you how they feel. They're gonna do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get angry. We get angry when they tell us how they feel. You know what I'm saying?
Or you wait until you get angry. And then that's when you communicate. And you shouldn't have to be that. You got to wait till you get built up and angry to communicate with me. Like, you should be able to communicate just regular.
Right, exactly. Because
Nicole. So if I asked your last relationship you was in, so if I asked him why y'all not together, what would he say?
Because we both cheated on each other.
Well, there I go. That's what that just confirmed what I said. That's one of the main. But look,
Sha, if I asked you that, what would you say? If I asked the last relationship you was in, why y'all not together, what would you say?
What would I say?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's been a long time, brother. It's been that long. It's been that long because, you know, like, I've been with my wife for the longest. You know what I'm saying? I've been with my wife for the longest, so it's been a while for me to just, you know, say that. Like, that's why I'm
Nigga, please. If I ask you the last one, why y'all not together, what you gonna say, man? Come on, man. Stop dancing.
You never forget when it's somebody else.
You don't want to incriminate yourself. Stop.
Yeah, y'all. And that's fine, though. It is keeping it real, so.
I'm striving to think because, like I said, I've been married for like 20-something years. I've known.
I can remember
wife.
20 years ago.
Right. Okay. During the time. I haven't had relationships. I just had sex shits. So it's just been sex. So it wasn't a relationship, and it was known going into it. So that's why I'm saying that I can't
so
really
what
remember.
Made you stop? What made you stop the sex shits? What made you the situation?
Because
we call them situation shits. That's what we call them.
Yeah.
What made the last one come to a halt?
because it came to a point where I really hurt my wife, and it, like I said, it was never my intentions to, you know, I was just doing what I wanted to do. It was never my intentions to hurt her. You know what I mean? It was just something that I wanted to do. So I never really meant to hurt her. Once I did that and I really, you know, realized and saw the pain that I was actually causing her, and then I started listening to her. Like, a lot of times I would just go do what I do and she talk about it, and I act like I'm listening, but I'm not listening because my mind is somewhere else, like, when the next time I'm going to do it properly. You know what I mean? And then I got to a point where, you know, I just, you know, realized that my actions was really causing her pain, and I love her enough that I didn't want to cause her that pain. That's why I said that.
Wife on deck. Let's move.
That's fine.
What? Wife on deck.
What else I'm gonna say, bro? But it's like I said.
You didn't answer the question.
What was that? The question was I couldn't get into a relationship because
No. I asked you what would the last relationship you was in, if I asked her why y'all not together, what would she say?
She would probably say he went back to his wife. You know what I mean?
I was gonna say that would be the answer, right? Exactly.
That's what she was trying to say. talking about. No,
stop.
But just to
get off the ID back, because we don't want him sleeping in the car tonight. But
you know what's
funny to me that people always say, and not talking about you, Shadi, just in general, people always say when they get caught, they always say that I realize how much it hurt the other person. But do you not realize it when you're doing it? Because you know where you're going, and you do. I mean, when you're doing it, at some point in your head, you always got to say, if that person find out, it's gonna hurt them. Like even when I did it, like you always, when those mishaps come, you know, close calls, you'd be like, damn, this would really hurt them if they found out. You know, like, but you still do it anyway.
Right, because it's a selfish thing. It's like getting high. You want to get high. You know that you've taken time out from whatever it is, but you want to get high. So you're going to do it, and you know that, okay, if you needed to pick up your son or whatever, and you decided, well, I'm going to get high, I'm going to pick him up late. You know he's going to be hurt, but you're going to do it anyway. You know what I'm saying? He or she. So, yeah, I get that, you know, that part because,
on break? Somebody asked if we on break.
We live. We live.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We live.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it is. Let me tell you something. That's why I got a relationship podcast, because this conversation is never ending. It's infinity. You know what I'm saying? It's never ending. I call myself like the relationship guru, you know what I mean? But I'm not a relationship guru. I'm just a nigga who been married twice, divorced twice, messed with a lot of chicks. I done broke hearts. I done had my heart broke. I done left chicks. Chicks done left me. I'm just a person that, like, if you know a doctor who been a surgeon for 20 years, if you try to tell him that he don't know nothing about surgery, then you crazy. A mechanic who been working on cars for 20 years, if you want to tell him he don't know nothing about cars, then he crazy. A fireman, a police officer. I'm just a nigga who been messing with chicks for a long time. And if somebody try to tell me I don't know nothing about chicks, then I got to say that you crazy. Now, I don't know everything. I just try to stick to the basics, you know what I mean? And I just try to keep it real. And, you know, a lot of this shit is just fun. You know, it's just fun to me. And I'm sure the listeners enjoy the shit. You know what I'm saying? They enjoy it just like I enjoy it. You know what I mean? Because it's real talk. You know what I mean? And I really wish more people would participate. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's okay. You know what I mean? But I always got to say this. If you want a line and if you want to press 1, you know, you press 1 to come in at any time. And like I said earlier, it's just like YouTubers, people on YouTube, you know, they begging you for press the subscribe button and press the like button, you know what I mean? Like if you want to press the 1 button and come in, if you got something to say, or if you want a link, you got to call in, you know what I mean? It'd be well appreciated, you know what I mean? But, I really appreciate all the feedback, and when I have an opportunity to get my niece on the show, that's even a better, you know what I mean? Because I don't know if everybody knows that Nicole is my niece, and I don't know if everybody knows, but she really a man, so I don't.
And she got the she got the worst fucking radio voice that you ever heard on this fucking podcast in 2 years. She got the worst radio voice. I don't know if it's hoarse. I don't know if it's a hoarse voice or if it's
No, that's my voice.
Hey,
and believe me, I am not offended. I am not offended at all because I hear it so much that people constantly tell me I should have been a man. I feel like my mother had two sons, but it just happened I wind up having the coochie instead of a penis. But
Nicole, my phone lit up with texts when I said
that. My phone blowing up right now too. My phone is blowing up.
Is she really a man, Jay? She really a man?
She got. You know how people born two people. Yeah, I don't know what happened with that embryo right there. I don't know what really happened with that one, but she's a female in a man's body. You know what I mean? For real. I would hate to be her husband or whatever. I would hate to be that.
He's actually here listening, so you don't have to hate.
Oh, that's good.
He hears me talking. So
okay, well then he just know not to be like that other lady who told me she left her man after 10 years because she wasn't sexually satisfied. So he know you agree with that lady. So he listening. So he know he can't come short.
Well, if he don't
know, he
just should know. I mean, my thing is this, like. When you meet somebody, when you first meet them, like you said, women, we come forth with all our truths when we come in a relationship. We tell you things. We tell you things because we want y'all to listen and we want y'all to follow up on what we tell you. So when you meet us and somebody tell you they talk to a lot of different people, they like this, they like that, take that because that's their truth. You know what I mean? Like, that is their truth, and you need to go with it. So you can't say later on down the line that this person wasn't honest with you, just like women. Men tell women, I don't want to be in a relationship. I don't want a girl. I just want somebody, you know, just to be with or just to chill with. So the moment that you okay with that and you have sex with them and you don't want to, you okay with this, you cannot later on down the line switch the terms up and try to make them your men because they were clear with you from the door. So if a woman is clear with you, like, sex is mine. I love having sex, or sex is a big thing for me. Take that because the person is being as honest as they can with you.
Yeah, but listen, I don't mean to cut you off, but check this out. This is what I'm tired of, for real. Everybody know. You know, I come on my show and I gotta keep it real. That's what I do. If I don't keep it real, then I'm not being Jay Sean or whatever. But I'm sick and tired of women, right? Like saying that they all that and they career women and I'm all that. I look good. I'm a career woman. I deserve this, and then you don't got no bank account, you don't got no car, you a side chick, your hygiene is down, women gotta step their game up too, you know. It ain't just all on the men. You know, nowadays it's just not like that. I think that I don't know. I think that
So you don't think men do the same thing? You don't think men come to the table with nothing but dick and some rubber gum?
I always tell people when I'm on my show, I'm sticking up for the men. So if a lady want to come out here, and that's what you're doing, that's correct. And if your woman want to come out here and stick up for the woman, that's what you're supposed to do. So you're supposed to say what you're saying right now, because I'm going to say what I'm saying, you know what I mean, about women. I'm going to be a male chauvinist. And I'm gonna say about women perpetrating a fraud, you know what I mean? And it just shouldn't be like that, you know what I mean? Like you said, a lot of times women tell a lot of truth, but I think a lot of times women tell a lot of lies. You know what I mean? When they
we don't tell all the truth, because you don't need to know all the truth. We tell you parts of the truth, the parts that you need to know. Just like men, y'all don't tell us no truth. We have to figure it out. Y'all tell us, oh, when I get you home, I'm going to bang it out. I'm going to do this. And then you get home and you got like a micro dick. How are we supposed to feel about that? You know, like, I mean, stop lying about what you're going to do in the bed or how much money you got in your bank account.
But why women always talking about little dicks and micro dicks, and why are they always talking about that when I mean, maybe your pussy
because
just
that's
too
what
big. But look, maybe your pussy wants to get wet. Maybe it's just like, you know, maybe it's like the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wants to get wet. Maybe it's just too big.
That is possible. But my thing is, we don't come to the table saying, oh, this coochie. No, we don't do that. We're so improved. We don't come out from the door talk like a man. The first conversation you have on the phone, as soon as you meet him, hi, how are you? What you doing? What do you mean? What do you mean what I'm doing? Or they invite you over. Why are you inviting me over at 11 o'clock at night? What is there else to do? Like, you never hear a woman say, come over at 11, unless she knows it's a booty call. But men are okay with inviting a woman over without taking her out to eat, taking her on a ride to go see the water. The first thing they say is, what you doing? You want to come over. What else is there to do when you come over?
Oh! Men don't take women out no more. That don't happen no more. That's extinct. That don't go on no more. That don't happen no more. It's straight to my house and put the TV on and fuck.
And
men don't do
that
no more.
Like for me, you know, I believe, you know, that is both men and women are guilty of coming to a relationship in the beginning, bringing their representative, you know, bringing the best part of them a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? That's what I believe. Like a lot of times, you know, you like somebody, so you bring in the best part of you. And now once you, and the thing about having the sex, once the sex happens, now the guards go down. You know what I mean? Now the guards go down. Now the real person starts showing up. So that's why a lot of times men be trying to, you know, first thing they're trying to get to sex. But the bad thing about that is you don't really get to know the person. You know what I'm saying? So now once sex get involved, now especially if it's good sex, now emotions involved, now you missing all types of red flags, both of you. It's in all types of red flags because you mesmerized by the sex. You know what I mean? Now you get together, now it's a baby born. Now the reality come up. Now the reality is here. Oh, we got a baby. Now I'm seeing that you don't want to clean up behind yourself. Now I'm seeing that you barely have one to work. Now I'm seeing all these different things, you know, from you know, both sides are seeing the different things. And now the relationship is dissolved. The relationship is dissolved, and it's a baby in the mix. And then a lot of times, you know, what we end up with, now I don't want to be bothered with you, and if I can't be with you, I don't want to take care of the baby. Now we got, you know, young cats or young ladies running out there, you know, lost. You know what I'm saying? They lost because they missing both parents. So, yeah, sex is all good. But the reality is we as the adults have to be more responsible, you know, with throwing sex and throwing sex around, because we know what can happen. And we have to be more responsible to the children and to the young men. Like, now the young men, we can't be telling them that, look, you have a baby, you got to be there for the baby. If you don't be there for the woman, that's on you, but you got to be there for the baby. And we, these are the things that we have to do as adults now. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Somebody,
I'm calling somebody back into the show.
I agree with you, Shadi, on the people bringing their representative. Me and my friends, we constantly have this conversation on how when you enter into a relationship, the representative is the person that you meet for the first 6 months to a year. You don't get to really meet that the real person until if y'all make it a year. And so when y'all make it a year, now, like you said, now you meet the person and you find out, oh, wait, I don't really like this person. Oh, but now you a year in. So it's like you said, now in this time, y'all done had hella sex. And now you at a point where you really ain't ready to leave them because y'all got a year in. Or like you said, or maybe you wind up having a baby or she gets pregnant within that time. But it is true. If people will be their true self in the beginning, then you could kind of make a decision if it's somebody you want to be with or not. Like, people need to stop not allowing people to make the decision whether they want to be with the real you or not.
Yes, definitely. But the whole thing is we have to be mindful, because what's causing that is sex. You know what I mean? Now a man automatically, he's trying to do whatever he has to do to get the sex. You know what I mean? And women, you know, women are like, you know, a lot of times women are looking for a man. You know, they're looking for somebody that, you know, because like you said earlier, women are looking for that fairy tale dude to spend their life with. And dudes are saying, look, I'm Prince Charming. I'm everything you need, everything you want, you know. And once they get you wrapped up, now they turn to the beast, or turn to the jack o' lantern or whatever. You know what I mean? So I'm looking at it. Go ahead.
Hold up. We gotta take a quick break, and then we're gonna come back. We're gonna get some closing remarks from everybody before we close out. But everybody just stay tuned and we'll be right back. We'll be right back after this song.
Shout out, Young Swish.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you. Show the world that. been 2 years and we still running.
Oh.
To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works.
Yeah,
when there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again.
Woo.
I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you will wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Podcast. I love that record. I love you, I do. I love that record. Listen. This been a hell of a show tonight. We still got time, you know, but it everybody on the link at 10 o'clock, it cuts them off. I hate that. But the people that's on the phone, we got so many people on the phone lines. So if you want to press one, this is the last chance to press one, you know what I mean, and say what you got to say. Press one and come out here and talk about me and tell me I don't know nothing about love, Satan. You know what I mean? Tell Jay Sean he don't know nothing about love. Tell Jay Sean that the only reason he say he call himself Mr. Fuck Love is because everybody that loved him left him, you know what I mean, or hurt him. Or, you know, my life is an open book. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm good in my own skin. I love, you know, when most people find out about me that Jay Sean loved Jay Sean, it's too late. And I wish more people would be like that. A lot of people don't love theyself. A lot of people love they mates more than they love them. Or more people love theyself more than they love their children or whatever, you know, people get caught up in that love word. But me, basically what I'm saying is I'm a person that I believe that love is not a word that you throw around or you play with or every time you're on the phone and you hang up, love you, every time you want, love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. No, I believe that love is something that you show, is shown. Like, you know when somebody love you. A lot of people like to say, oh, you played me, you used me. Nah, that's some bullshit right there. You know when you being used. You know when somebody playing you. You know it. Maybe you just don't want to accept it. Maybe you don't want to own up to it. But trust me, everybody know when they being used. I've been with women in my life that I never told them, I never said the word I love you. I told them that I don't believe in love. And I guess they continue to fathom in their mind that maybe I'm joking or maybe I'm playing or something like that. But no, I'm not playing at all. Until I find the right thing or the right place or whatever I need to be, because I got a lot of love in me to give somebody, I just need the right person to bring it out of me. And I really believe that. And once I'm able to bring it out of me, then I believe that I'll be, you know, one day again, you know, happy, whatever you want to call it, relationship or whatever you want to do. I want to thank everybody for calling in. Once again, it's been another success. I want to thank the Lisa Experience, Lois, Nicole, Monique, Shadi, and everybody that's listening on the lines. I see all the numbers that's on the line listening. And whether you want to press one and participate, it's okay. You can listen. And all the people that's clicking on the links, that's showing love, I appreciate that too. Because the numbers is always high. It's Friday night. Nobody don't want to, I mean, the way, well, you know, everybody know my radio show is based in Paterson, New Jersey. So if everybody know the situation in Paterson, and you don't want to be out on Friday night, you want to be home sipping on some wine or some liquor or smoking or looking at the movies or whatever you want to do. But it's better to be inside safe listening to the Keeping It Real podcast. But look, don't just keep it for yourself. You know, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about. And I always thank all the people that donate to the show. They know my pot. They know my Cash App. You know what I mean? I thank all the donators, and I really appreciate it because time. Everybody know this is work, and time is money, and money is time. It's not easy getting on the show for 2 hours and keeping people attention and entertaining people with the help of my listeners. You know what I mean? It's not really easy doing that, but I love doing it. I do. I really appreciate and I love my time doing this podcast, and I'm not going to stop. This is something that you could do. I never wanted to be a regular person. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I always embrace my arrogance. Like, what I mean by embracing my arrogance, I mean, like, I don't want to be a regular person. If I was regular, I wouldn't have wrote books. I wouldn't have wrote movies. I wouldn't have a podcast. I'd just be existing, like going to work and coming home and going to work and coming home and going to work and coming home. I never really wanted to be that type of person. I always wanted people all over the world to know my name. And basically, I kind of accomplished that with my books and everything and with YouTube and Amazon. I always wanted to be that type of person. And I wanted to leave a legacy for my kids, you know what I mean, that I did something positive. And that's what I want everybody else to do. Listen, be a legacy. Don't be regular. Don't just be a person that sit around and just work and come home and work and come home. Don't just be another social security number for the world and wait until you old enough to retire and all that. Don't do that. Everybody got a gift from God in this world. And if you don't use it, then that's a sin. That's your problem. Everybody got a gift. My gift is writing. It took me till I was 48 to find that 11 years ago. Everybody got a gift. Any kind of gift. You don't know what the gift might be. If you're a person that people call when they got problems and complain to you about their husbands, about their kids, about their job, you know what then? That's your gift. You're a problem solver. If you good at cooking, then you know what? That's your gift. Maybe you might own a restaurant one day. If you good at let's say gardening, public events, social events. Everybody got a gift in this world. If you woke up this morning, that means that God still got a purpose for you. Trust me on that. If God woke you up this morning, you still got shit to do in this world. And don't think you don't. So we get on this podcast and we talk about relationships, you know, and that's cool. We talk about relationships and husbands and wives and what people do and what they don't do, and that's all well and good. But listen, everybody got a purpose in this world. Your purpose in this world is not just to be somebody's number when you punch a clock. Your purpose in this world is not to just be somebody's side chick or side dick. Your purpose in this world is just not to be a babysitter for somebody else. Your purpose in the world is not just to be rubbing elbows with somebody while they trying to make it. No, you got to find your own purpose in this world. Trust me, in this lifetime, you got to know you only get one life. You only get one life. But if you do it right, that's all you need. You don't want to be a person that sit back and I'm going to tell you like this. I tell certain people, I'm going to share it with you. My father was on his deathbed. And he was home, and I went in his, he wouldn't never really say nothing. And I said to my father, I said, yo, tell me something. He would never talk, and I told him to tell me something. Tell me something. Say something. And the last words my father ever said to me, and people know I always tell people this, the last words my father ever said to me out of his mouth was, and everything that you think means something, in the end, it don't mean shit. So I thought about that. He told me everything that you think means something. Everything that you think is important, everything that you think means something, in the end, when you're on that dying bed and when you're dying, everything, it don't mean shit in the end. So you worry about pimples and ingrown toenails and what this person is saying. It's a lot of noise in somebody's background. I don't know what they're doing. But when you in the end and you think everything means something and all the bullshit and somebody mad at you and people talking about you and what your job gonna say and this, yo, all that shit don't mean nothing. Because in the end, when you get ready to leave this earth and you on your deathbed, if you get there, and you don't die suddenly in the end, all that shit don't mean nothing. So what I got out of that, me personally, that I got out of that, I meant that fuck the small shit. Fuck certain people feelings, what they think about you and what their expectations might be. Fuck the people that's coming to you that's trying to make you feel subliminal. You know, fuck all the small bullshit and all the shit that we worry about and we think about every day about what somebody said at a job and what this person might be doing and what. Yo, fuck all that shit. Because in the end, it don't mean shit. Yo. Live your life. Love yourself, and do what's best for you and your children. And that's all. That whether they're young or grown, you know that. And that's all that matters. I learned that from an old hustler man. An old hustler told me. Long time ago when I was 15, a number writer named Irvin McComb, he told me that, always take care of your children. And that stuck in my mind. Because, see, I'm from the old school, so I learned from a lot of older people. He said, always take care of your children, no matter how old you is. And that's all that matters. Always help your kids. Always be there for your kids. No matter how old they be, it don't really matter. Always be there for your kids, whether it's in a small way or a big way. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? That concludes the show. I want to thank everybody who tuned in tonight. My number one caller, the Lisa Experience, my niece, Nicole, Shadi, and all the other people that's on the line. You know, we didn't get to all the topics, but fuck it. We don't never get to all the topics. I'm getting ready to jump in the shower and eat something. And I don't know if I'm going to go fishing in the morning because I didn't go today. I had car trouble. I don't know what I'm going to do. But the one thing I know, we had a good fucking podcast today, and I got more tequila here. And I'm by myself, I'm alone. I don't need no company, and I don't need no women, and I don't need no pussy. You know what I mean? I'm my own company, and I'm my own best friend. And that's how you sum it up. And if you got somebody at home with you, God bless you. Hug them, kiss them, tell them you love them. You know what I'm saying? And I'm happy for you too. But just be sincere. And just remember, you know, in the end, when it all boils down, all that small shit, like my father said, all that small shit, it don't mean shit. When the time comes, it don't mean nothing. We're going to be starting some new shows. I think my sister going to be starting her own show soon. I don't know. Sometime this month, you know what I mean? But I want everybody to give her the same support that you give me. And, you know, that's about it. You know what I'm saying? We had another good show. Everybody, peace and blessings. Take care of your hygiene. COVID is still out here. And peace and blessings. Thanks, everybody. We out.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you can buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalked for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's start.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you niggas, these shoes can't fit you niggas. You can play it off, looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there, couple of holes, a sipping beer. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then happen to take a stare. Find the senses tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.